maintaining your property and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Sunshine and 66 degrees. It is 7:21, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch and by Jake LaMunion. Jake is the grandson of Richard LaMunion, who started the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics many years ago. First, Jake, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron, Chuck.
John, how are things going for you today?
Great. It's a beautiful day out there today.
It is a beautiful day, and it's a really nice day to kind of set the framework for what's coming up here, John. Sounds like the law enforcement torch run and all the related local activities, boy, we're less than a month out from that now.
Yeah, we are. We'll pick up the torch from Coffee County, just south of Beto, about on the 31st, bring it to Emporia, and then leave from ESU, Kellogg Circle, on June the 1st. Ron's Ride will be in progress.
It will be in progress, and that is a dandy day, and Ron's Ride will be venturing to Opie this year, so our donation window is open officially as of now, and we're just under $1,000 right now already, so the donations have been coming in. Much appreciated to everyone who has stepped up, but we still have time to take those donations, all to benefit Special Olympics. And, Jake, that is what this is all about, and your grandfather started this, how many years ago? When did this exactly start, do you know?
It started in 1981, so 43 years ago. He started it with five officers in Wichita, and it's drastically grown to a worldwide movement. So from Kansas all the way around the world, and law enforcement officers and corrections officers, they go around raising money for Special Olympics, all to benefit our athletes.
Jake, from your perspective, how gratifying is it to be involved in your grandfather's work, and did you have a lot of conversations with your grandfather about this in years past?
It's very gratifying. You know, one thing that for me, I say that I was volunteering at Special Olympics events and torch run events before I even knew what I was doing. It's just been kind of in our family. And so it's very gratifying to, I've been fortunate enough to go from that area of volunteering to then I was in law enforcement for a while and on the law enforcement side of the torch run, and now being on the Special Olympics side of the torch run. So I've actually been able to be on all sides of it. It's been very, very gratifying.
Well, you've seen many angles. Jake, how important is this money that is raised for Special Olympics as these athletes head to Wichita for the state games?
It's very, very important. We pride ourselves at Special Olympics to be able to offer the best opportunities for our athletes, for the over 4,500 athletes around the state. We wouldn't be where we are today, and we definitely would not be able to provide those opportunities to those with intellectual disabilities without our law enforcement partners.
And speaking of the different roles that you've had, let me just ask you here, Jake, about really what is the most gratifying part of your involvement here with Special Olympics?
The most gratifying part is seeing the impact that the efforts, the long hours, the volunteering, things like that, just seeing what that impact has on our athletes. From the law enforcement side, There's really nothing better than hanging a medal on an athlete, awarding that athlete with those medals and those ribbons. When seeing the joy in their eyes, it really changes their lives, changes their family's lives for the better, and it definitely changes the officers' lives for the better.
Jake LaMunion, Special Olympics. His grandfather started the law enforcement torch run many, many years ago, and it has done such great work and raised so much money and awareness for Special Olympics. Jake, is there kind of a wellness check factor, too, that's available to these athletes during the state games? That's kind of important, too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of times people think of Special Olympics and they think a big track meet, which that is part of it. But over the years, Special Olympics has transformed or grown into much more than just sporting events. Not only do we have all of our sporting events, but we have health clinics that we offer for free to our athletes at our summer games, free dental, vision, and hearing screenings, as well as, thankfully, with our sponsors, they're able to provide eyeglasses as well as hearing aids to some of our athletes that are in need. Definitely, health is definitely a big part of it.
John, from your perspective here, you've been involved locally for an extended period of time as well, as have really a lot of law enforcement officials here in and around Emporia and Lyon County. What's the most gratifying part of your involvement here? I'm curious to see how that tracks with what Jake just said a couple of minutes ago.
Well, I think when you have the interaction with the athletes, I mean, it's priceless. It makes you feel good inside, and you know that that's what it's really all about, is improving their lives and giving them opportunities that prior to 1968 didn't exist. And so that's it's huge. And our local athletes know many of the law enforcement officers that have been involved in the Torch Run, which we've been involved here since 84. And that's the most gratifying thing to me, is this contact with those athletes, because they remember and they enjoy that.
Well, this did indeed start years ago, John, as a Torch Run, and now it's more of a Torch Ride. And I will say that Lyon County does a lot of law enforcement heavy lifting when it comes to getting that torch to Wichita, because, as John mentioned, not only do they go and pick up the torch in Coffee County on the morning prior to the launch from in front of Emporia State, but then you go into El Dorado again this year, John?
Yes, we are.
That include you?
Yes, that includes me.
Nice. Nice. No easy chore there, I'll tell you. That's a long day, and getting that torch to Wichita, very, very important. But I guess you mentioned the Special Olympics athletes, John. How big is the morning when those athletes get to march down Commercial Street with that torch?
That's the most important part of the day. The smiles on their faces, and they're the rock stars from 12th Avenue to 4th Avenue. And it's just great to see. And then the other part of that is we'll probably try to stop at Hettlinger again, that we started 3 or 4 years ago, and had that interaction briefly with them as well. And I think Kent Schnackenberg is joining us again, Ron. And then we have one other probably notable person, but I haven't confirmed that yet, so I won't disclose who that might be.
Understood. So, John, what time does the torch, generally speaking, get into Emporia, and then what's the, the departure schedule? And last part of that question is just how long is your ride going to be down to El Dorado?
So we'll get into Emporia from Coffee County between 4:30 and 5 on Wednesday, the 31st, and then we'll leave at 9, and hopefully we'll be in El Dorado by 6 p.m.-ish, depending on what the weather conditions
Indeed.
Are.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Indeed. So
that
this is
a run.
Really, this is the kickoff to Unbound Gravel, basically, folks, is what we're doing here, the law enforcement torch run and ride all the way to El Dorado. But Ron's ride will venture to Olpe this year, and we're of course, I'll be taking your donations by the mile, or anything you want to donate. Any amount makes a huge difference. And it goes to, as you just heard, Special Olympics and all the fine work that is done. And these athletes, the training is underway for them. They're already excited and ready to go to get to the state games in Wichita here at early part of June. Jake, anything else before we leave we need to bring up here?
Nope, I just appreciate you guys having us on. Appreciate your guys' continued support every year, and we're looking for a great torch run, torch ride season.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting you down the road here, Jake.
Likewise.
Yes, sir, I will be there.
Great.
Good deal.
Looking forward to that, John. Hey, thanks for all you do.
Thanks, John.
Thank you guys for having us on.
Have a good day. Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch and Jake Lemunyon with Special Olympics. His grandfather, Richard Lemunyon, started the law enforcement torch run decades ago, Chuck.
Man, that is a wonderful connection.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, just kind of demonstrates the longstanding support that not only family members have, you know, around Kansas, but also law enforcement members have here in Lyon County. So, again, fundraising is now open for Ron's Ride as we continue to continue our efforts to bolster Special Olympics and the Special Olympic State Games. Want to let you know here as we look at the schedule for later on this week, we do have right now some newsmaker spots and newsmaker 2 spots open starting Wednesday. So if you'd like one of those, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Now, tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Susan Fahler. We're updating the need for blood. This comes after Timmerman's blood drive, which I understand still has a number of spots for today. But the need for blood right now is starting to get pretty urgent/critical again. So Susan will be detailing that coming up during our newsmaker spot 7:20 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:32, sunshine, 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites.